Yo, what's going on? Hello, hope you're doing well. Welcome back to the Victory with Botch podcast. So in today's podcast, this episode, I want to talk to you about why you're not losing weight, why you're not in a calorie deficit, because as you may know, if you are a frequent listener to the podcast, if you follow me on Instagram, you know I talk about a calorie deficit and why that's crucial for weight loss. So I'm just going to go over a few common things, the ways calories can add up. Because at the end of the day, if you're not losing weight, it's because somehow, some way, you're eating too many overall calories. You're eating more calories than you're burning. Now, to explain this a little bit more, essentially, I know not everyone's goal is weight loss or fat loss, but a lot of people are. So I thought this would be a great topic to discuss. And here's the thing. One of the most common questions I get, yo, Vach, I'm eating 1,300 calories, 1,400 calories. I'm doing everything I need to be doing, but I'm not losing weight. What's going on? Like, what's up with that? Like, here's the thing. I know you mean well, right? I know you mean well. I'm not bashing people who say this, but like physically, like in the most literal sense, like you cannot lose weight without being in a calorie deficit. That's going to be crucial. And everyone's calorie deficit is going to be different. Everyone's calories are going to be different. There's no one universal calorie for everyone, calorie goal to aim for. So I'm going to go over a few reasons why your calories are adding up, and I'm going to talk about ways to minimize it. So also, before I get into that, in terms of a calorie deficit, if you are not losing weight, like I said, it's because you're not in a calorie deficit, but also the calories can sneak up on you, right? They really can. And I want to go over a few reasons why and how, okay? So number one reason why you're not in a calorie deficit, cream and sugar in your coffee. Now you might be saying, Vach, what are you talking about? Cream and sugar in your coffee. There's only 20 calories, 30 calories. Now, yes, I understand that, right? It might be negligible, right? But hear me out. Let's say you're someone who drinks a lot of coffee and tea, right? You're someone who likes coffee and tea. Maybe just coffee, right? And you have a few cups per day. Imagine this, right? You get out the heavy cream, you get out the half and half, you get out the sugar, you just pour it into your cup. You don't really measure it, which is fine. You don't have to measure it, but you know, oh, drop a little, you know, a few drops here, right? And then you have a couple sugars with it, let's say, and then you mix that up, and then you have a few of those per day. That could be a couple hundred calories. It really could be, especially if you're using something like heavy cream or half and half. Half and half is going to be lower in calories, but like, let's say you're using straight up heavy cream, that's high in calories. It really is. And it could add up. If you're having just like one cup a day, it's different, right? But if you're having multiple cups per day, let's say you have 50 to 100 calories per cup, right? Let's say you have three cups. That's almost 300 calories, right? And then times 7 days per week, that's 2,100 extra calories from cream and sugar that you're not even recognizing or realizing, and that can add up. You're not tracking it, right? Because you're like, oh, it's only 50 calories, only 70 calories, but it's adding up quickly, all right? So number one, cream and sugar in your coffee. This could be a big culprit here in terms of why you're not losing weight, why you're not in a calorie deficit. Number two, you're overdoing it on the snacking and you're not tracking it. So if you're listening to this, you probably have stuff going on. You're probably, you know, have work. You have a career. You have a family. You have a personal life. You have a busy life, right? There's stuff going on. How are you going to remember every single thing you ate if you didn't track it? Now, I'm not saying you got to track your food, but I am saying that it could be a great investment. Like, it's free, right? It's free to track your food with like MyFitnessPal, calorie tracking app, but a time investment, right? It could be very, very well worth it, simply because I don't want you to be spinning your wheels. Like, I don't want you these months to go by and you're not seeing progress, right? I don't want that to happen, right? This stuff, it's frustrating, but if you take a few minutes out of your day to track and log your food, it can make such a huge difference, and especially if you're stuck. If you're someone who's not stuck, right, you're seeing progress, well, I mean, that's different, right? You probably wouldn't be listening to this. But if you are listening to this, odds are you are kind of stuck on your weight loss. You know, you hit a plateau or you're just not seeing progress and you're frustrated, right? So let's get into it. So tracking the snacks, the bites, licks, the snacks, the taste. Like, for example, right, you got some almonds. You like almonds, okay? So you grab a handful of almonds. And then a couple hours later, they're sitting on the kitchen counter. So you swing by and you grab some more almonds, right? And then before dinner, right, while dinner's cooking or something like that, you're like, you know what? I see some almonds. I'm going to grab another handful of almonds. And you're saying to yourself, well, these foods are healthy, right? You know, it's fine. It's almonds. It's peanuts. But these foods are higher in calories. I mean, even if they weren't higher in calories, it still can add up. But we're talking about foods that are probably going to be higher in calories if they're snacks. So, for example, if you grab a handful of almonds or pretzels or M&Ms or whatever it is, right? It's just a handful, right? But if you grab handfuls every day, every few hours, and you're not tracking it, at the end of the day, that could be 300-400 calories that you didn't track. So now you're saying to yourself, wait, I'm tracking 1,300 or 1,400 calories, which I wouldn't really recommend going that low. It depends, right? It depends on how many calories you should eat. That's a topic for another day. But in terms of sticking to your calorie deficit, if these things, like, think about this right now. So far, I've only gone through two things, and that is cream and sugar in your coffee. Excuse me. And overeating in the healthy foods and the snacks, right? So you got the cream and sugar in your coffee plus the almonds that you're grabbing, right? The snacks you're having that you're not tracking. That's a few hundred calories right there. That could be 400 or 500 for the whole day. So you think you're eating 1,500, but you could be eating 2K, right? Or a little bit more. Right? And this kind of reminds me of a client I've been helping, and let's call her client, okay, for anonymous reasons. Okay, so client, I know, right, unique. But essentially, we had her track her food in the beginning of her program, and I said, I want you to log your food. And she said, I swear I'm eating 1,500 calories. She tracked everything, and she found out that she was eating around 2,200. And she was like, oh my God, it was so eye-opening. And I'm like, yeah, right? That's why I want you to track your food, is because I want you to really see where you're starting from, and then you can make adjustments, right? So when it comes to snacks, it's super common for you to realize, like, hey, you forget about it. At the end of the day, you don't think about your snacks. So that's why I want you to track it, right? If you eat it, track it. Yes, of course, things like spinach leaves and like really low calorie veggies, like, you don't have to be tracking those, okay, like, meticulously. I doubt that's the culprit, right? But like snacks, like actual snacks, like, that are a bit higher in calories, I want you to be mindful of it and track it, okay? Number three, another common reason why you're not losing weight, you're not in a calorie deficit, the calories are adding up, it could be because of drinking sugary beverages. So for example, stuff like juice, stuff like apple juice or apple cider, soda is a big one. Of course, we talked about the cream and sugar in your coffee, like liquid calories. Also, like alcohol, too. The alcohol calories can add up very quickly. So that could be a big reason, too. So I want you to be mindful of those liquid calories. If possible, switch to like a zero or a diet version. That way you can save your calories, because liquid calories are just not very filling at all. So I don't want you to be focusing on those for weight loss, because when it comes to weight loss, you're going to be limited with your calories. And it's important to be mindful of that. So I want you to focus on more filling foods, minimize the liquid stuff. Of course, every now and then, of course, if you enjoy wine or a beer, like, you can enjoy those things, but it's something to be super mindful of. Okay. Be mindful of it, of the alcohol, but also not non-alcoholic drinks, like I talked about, soda, orange juice. Like, nowadays there are diet versions. Hopefully in the country you're listening from, there are. Here in the States and Canada, there are. In North America, there's different versions that you can have that are lower in calories, and that can help you save some calories. All right, so be mindful of the drinks, like I talked about. You know, you're adding milk to your stuff, or like, you know, I'm losing my train of thought. Milk as in, like, you know, regular cow milk, like that's a bit higher in calories. So like switching to almond milk or cashew milk is lower in calories. Like oat milk, stuff like that, like unsweetened, that can help you save on calories. Okay. The next thing is oils and condiments. So this is a big one as well. this could be a big reason why you're not seeing progress. It could be adding up, all right? The calories could be adding up. So, for example, stuff like mayonnaise, ranch, things that are like a Caesar dressing for your salad, that could add up. So, for example, you could have a salad, right? That's 200, 300 calories, but you start adding the sauces, you start adding the toppings, the condiments, and then before you know it, it's 600, 700, 800 calories, and you didn't log it, right? Because you're like, well, you know, I just had some Italian dressing. Okay, how much Italian dressing? How much ranch? These foods, I'm not demonizing them. You can have these foods, but they're going to be higher in calories, so it's something to be mindful of, right? So when it comes to oils, condiments, it's important to be mindful of those calories. Stuff like olive oil as well. Like if you're cooking with olive oil, you can do that, but it's important to be mindful of how much you're using, because the portion size is key. So like for olive oil, instead of using regular olive oil, you could try opting for like a spray. Like they have a can, you know, like a spray can basically of oil. It's not zero calories, but it's about like 30 or 40 for a couple seconds if you spray it. So that could save you a lot of calories too. But when in doubt, track it. Measure out tablespoon, 2 tablespoons, however many tablespoons of oil you want to use, you can use it. But, you know, same with the condiments, right? If you want to use barbecue sauce or buffalo sauce like with your food, you can do that. But I want you to be mindful of how much you're using, because those calories can add up so quickly and you have no idea, right? You have no idea that that is happening. So the sauces that are higher in fat, I think opting for some lower calorie things can help too. Like hot sauce is low in calories. They have like sugar-free versions of foods and sauces and condiments that can help you lower your calories. So when you're at the grocery store next time, just try to find some light or like fat-free or low-fat. That could help a lot with saving calories. Okay, so like I know, for example, ranch and like blue cheese and Caesar salad dressing, it's like 130, 140 calories per serving. And I know they make some low calorie versions at the store. So when you're at the store next time, look out for some lower calorie options. Number 5, next reason why you're not losing weight, the calories are adding up, you're not in a calorie deficit, is because you're inaccurately tracking your food. And for the most things is, here's the thing with tracking your food, like weighing it out on a scale. I'm not saying you have to do this, but I am saying is that it could teach you more about the calories in your favorite foods, especially for higher calorie foods. Like I talked about previously, like foods like spinach or carrots or, you know, cucumbers, like stuff like that, you don't have to be tracking or weighing it out, right? I don't want you to be doing that. But foods like peanut butter or cheese or, you know, those fun foods that are going to be higher in calories, like I recommend tracking those and weighing those. You can get a digital scale to track your food for like $15. Amazon, Walmart, Target. I think it's a great investment. It's not something you're going to do forever. But if you're kind of spinning your wheels, you're stuck, you're not seeing progress, I think it could be really eye-opening to include a digital scale just to track those higher calorie things. Because if you're a beginner, if you're stuck, if you're not versed in nutrition and you're not really comfortable with accurately knowing how many calories are in those foods that, you know, the foods you enjoy eating, it's going to be tough to guess, right? And maybe you've been guessing, and that's why you're not seeing progress. So I think taking a few minutes out of your day to track your food, that can really help. Like for example, for me, like with cheese, I really like cheese, right? I really like almond butter, like, but I know that I need to just sprinkle it on there. I need to like be mindful of it. I can't just be eating spoonfuls of it because I know the calories are gonna add up. But I've tracked it enough for me, so I know roughly what a serving looks like, and that's what I want you to get to. Like I want you to get to a point where you know, right? But you're not going to know unless you know, if you log it. So if you're stuck right now, I think taking a few minutes out of your day to track your food can be helpful. Of course, this is all if you are at a healthy place to do that, I want you to do that, or I recommend it. But if you're not, you know, if maybe it causes anxiety or whatever it may be. Maybe it's not the thing for you right now, right? Maybe you can go with like using like your palm or your fist, like that type of thing for protein, for fats, your thumb size of fat, palm for protein, stuff like that. I would recommend looking that up too. But yeah, I think that could be another reason why you're not seeing progress. It's just inaccurately tracking, or you're not tracking or weighing your food at all. And that could add up. So those are some reasons why you're not losing weight, why the calories are adding up. Also, there's another reason. One more reason is restaurants. Just going out to eat. Going out to eat, that's a tough one, because I know a lot of people like to go out to eat. But when it comes to weight loss, honestly, if you can minimize that and you can maximize cooking your own meals, number one, you're going to be in control of the macros, right? You're going to be in control of how many calories you're eating. But number two, when you're going out to the restaurant, like, yeah, the menu might have the calories, but like, how accurate is that, right? How much butter and oil is the chef using in the back, right? Like, it's just something to be mindful of, because it's the amount of calories at restaurants, like, it could be more than you think, right? And then you got the bread basket, you got the oil, you got the drinks. Like, I think cooking at home most of your meals can be clutch, and it could be really, really helpful. Of course, you can still go out to eat, right? But you're going to have to kind of estimate it and be mindful. And of course, like, kind of those hidden calories, they're going to add up, could be throwing you off. So if you're somebody who goes out to eat a lot, that could be a reason too, right? They could underestimate how many calories are in the meals. So you end up eating more, right? More calories than you think. So that could be another reason. So I think just mainly cooking at home, making your meals at home, I think that could be a game changer. And that could be another reason why those calories are adding up. So to kind of recap things, why you're not losing weight. Number one, cream and sugar in your coffee, the calories could be adding up if you're a coffee lover. Number two, you're overeating healthy foods, or you're snacking way too much, because healthy foods still have calories, right? Granola, almonds, nut butters, olive oil. Yes, these things have benefits and they're healthy, but it's important to be mindful of it. Like guacamole too, like, it's a bit higher in calories, but it's so delicious, but like, still has calories. Okay. So something to be mindful of. I would say recommend tracking your snacks. Like, if you are a snacker, if you're always grabbing stuff off the counter, like, I would highly recommend that you don't do that. But if you do that, try to log it to your best ability, or else at the end of the day, you're going to look at your food log and be like, yeah, I'm at 1500, but really you're at 2300, right? Closer to maintenance. So it's important to be mindful of that. Number three, drinking sugary beverages or like alcoholic beverages, you want to limit those. You want to be mindful of those. Try to switch to like a diet soda or like a zero calorie drink. That could really help. That can help you save some calories. Number four, forgetting about oils like olive oil, salad dressing, condiments like, you know, barbecue sauce, ketchup, ranch, mayonnaise, things like that, that they have like lighter versions of now that you can check out. But also, if you are using those, just be really mindful, right? And that goes into the fifth thing, which is inaccurately tracking or not weighing or tracking your food at all. If you are stuck, if you're not seeing progress, I highly recommend taking 5 to 10 minutes out of your entire day and weighing your food and just seeing. It's eye-opening. It really is. Like, the calories can be adding up. You think you're eating 1,200. You think you're eating 1,400. But it's creeping up, all right? It's easy, and you mean well. I know it. I'm not bashing you on this. I know you mean well. I know you want to see progress. But sometimes, you know, we're human beings, right? So we're going to underestimate it sometimes. So we're going to underestimate how many calories we're eating. But in reality, it could be a lot more than we think, okay? And then the last point, just to sum it up, snacking and then going out to eat at restaurants, like, try to minimize that. Like, of course, you're going to have to go out sometimes. You're busy. Totally get it. You can still see progress. But, you know, restaurants are kind of notorious for not being super accurate with their calorie counting. And, you know, it tastes super, super delicious. All the meals is because they're adding a bunch of butter and oil, which aren't necessarily a bad thing. But that's just how restaurant food is. It's just super delicious. They don't care about the macros. They want, especially like mom and pop places, right? Local restaurants. So hope you found these tips helpful. These are kind of just some things to think about while you're trying to lose weight. I appreciate you. And if you could share this episode with someone who might find this helpful, someone who's kind of stuck in a plateau with their weight loss, I'd appreciate it. And as always, I'll see you next time. Peace.